Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 16, 2026. The state has discovered more than $4.4 million in welfare fraud, and a teen accused of murder is being held without bail. Rain, wind, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 9:14 a.m. and 9:52 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that state investigators uncovered more than $4.4 million in welfare fraud in the second half of last year, according to a new report, which comes as Beacon Hill faces increasing scrutiny over fraud in its public assistance programs. The office's Bureau of Special Investigations looked into more than 1,800 cases during the second quarter of the fiscal year, from July 1 to December 31, and identified at least 317 instances of public assistance fraud, more than 55% of it in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, previously known as food stamps. The Bureau, which has the power to investigate welfare fraud, said benefits paid from the food stamp program amounted to more than $2.48 million of the fraudulent activity in the previous two quarters. More than $1.7 million fraudulent activity was related to MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, Bishop Fenwick Sr. Anthony DeMeo, an 18-year-old, was held without bail Friday afternoon in the killing of 68-year-old Danvers resident Janet Swallow, which police are calling a random act of violence. Swallow, a longtime Danvers resident and mother of two, was found stabbed to death in her 17 Amherst Street home Thursday evening. Officials said there are no known ties between Swallow and her accused killer. DeMaio, a Lynn resident, pleaded not guilty to charges of murder and armed home invasion. He was apprehended by Lynn police Thursday afternoon after a 911 caller reported the teen walking erratically down Standish Road in Lynn while holding a bloody knife. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In the most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon explains current and future projects the Department of Public Service is working on.
Potholes are going to be a big concern, so I've got DPS out there right now. If there are potholes that you would like to report into DPS to get on our list, again, we can't be everywhere. We try to be everywhere to see where they all are, but if you go to the website and go to the Department of Public Services page and there's a link on there for C-Click Fix. So that's your way you can report really anything to DPS, but specifically potholes. This will really be helpful once we put that big list together. And I'm going to ask the DPS to put some time in putting a plan together of how we're going to get around the city and fill all these potholes. But again, if you could help us with that, that would be great. And we'd have a really great list together. And hopefully we can fill those pretty quickly. Other things that DPS are working on right now, we're working on the streets and sidewalks plan this year. I have taken the current plan down from the website. We are going to rework our five-year streets and sidewalks plan a little bit. A lot of this work is happening internally. So the first thing I'm doing is I'm kind of taking the planning of the part of the report out of DPS. And I'm going to put it in the planning department, right? Because, hey, if you're going to do planning, why don't you put it in the planning department, right? So our senior project manager, Jordy Vining, is going to become our new person who's going to own the streets and sidewalks plan. So he's still wrapping his head around it. So what we'll do first is we'll probably come out in a upcoming city council meeting. We'll come out with a plan for this year. And then moving forward, you know, I want Jordy to really look at a more holistic view of our streets and sidewalks plan. So it's streets, it's sidewalks, it's those problem intersections. It's, you know, it's someone who has a lot of experience working with all the grants involved. You know, we get Chapter 90 money. We've got bond money that we've put together. We've got streets and sidewalks money from our meals tax.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Dave Rogers reports in the Newburyport Daily News in Georgetown. Local officials recently announced a longtime resident is donating $1 million to help build a dedicated pickleball facility owned and operated locally for the benefit of the community. Donor Jim Bussing Sr. said his motivation for the gift is rooted in community pride. The pledge represents one of the largest private contributions dedicated to recreation in Georgetown's history and reflects a shared commitment to enhancing quality of life for residents, according to town officials. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, over the past weekend in MIAA basketball championship games, the Salem boys captured the Division III title with a 57-51 win over Hanover. It was the Witches' first title since 1995. Elian Rodriguez led Salem with 27 points. In boys' Division II, St. Mary's edged Masconomet at 59-58. This was the first time Masco made the state final. St. Mary's won its last title in 2022. In Division IV, Georgetown was looking to repeat as state champs, but it didn't happen. The Royals fell to Wareham 80-73. And the Bishop Fenwick girls won the Division III title with a 49-44 win over Pittsfield. It was the Crusaders' first title since 2016. Celia Nielsen had a game-high 19 points and 18 rebounds for Fenwick. St. Mary's girls fell to Medfield in Division II, 72-38. The Endicott men's basketball team lost a third-round NCAA D3 game to host Illinois Wesleyan 83-77. The Gulls finished their best-ever season at 28-2. Bruins and Celtics both off yesterday. Tonight, the Bees play in New Jersey, while the Celtics host Phoenix. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.